Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you are doing well today. We have a quick shout out to Millersville, Maryland.
Millersville.
Yes, Millersville. I can't talk, but yes, we're very thankful that y'all are listening.
Millersville.
Looks like a really cool place. It's a little quaint. It's got like quaint. Some trails and just all kind of cool stuff.
Yeah. I love it.
All right. Well, you can check us out at graceintheshadowsor.org. Text or call 251-244-4645. Or you can email us at drjonathan@graceintheshadowsor.org.
I used to hate facial hair, but then it grew on me.
Oh, my.
You know, I never could grow much facial hair.
Well, you used to have a mustache, and we called him Bud.
Bud.
But then
got carried away.
He did get carried away. You got your picture taken for your driver's license, and we decided.
Just shave it.
Shave that thing off.
Yep.
All right.
Can February, March? No, but April, May.
Oh, that's bad.
You didn't like that?
It's pretty bad. Yeah. All right. Well, this day in history, when we are recording this, it is March the 27th, mm-hmm. 2024. And on this day in 1884, the first long-distance telephone call was made between Boston and New York.
Boston.
You know, do you remember when did your family do a lot of long distance phone calls?
Yes, and that was a huge deal.
And you'd have to wait after a certain time to call so the rates would go down.
Cheaper.
And like the weekends were cheaper.
Yes.
And now we can call pretty much anywhere.
Anytime.
And remember, cell phones were so expensive too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, in 1964, a 9.2 magnitude earthquake hit 80 miles east of Anchorage, Alaska, and it produced a 50-foot tsunami that traveled over 8,000 miles.
Wow.
That is a lot. All right. So those are some cool facts for this day in history. So what are we going to talk about today?
The greatest miracle. What is the greatest miracle God has done? He's done a lot.
He has done a lot of miracles.
I want to argue one that some people may not figure out.
Okay.
But we'll start off with, there's numerous, numerous accounts of miracles.
Oh, yes.
That are attributed to God.
Absolutely.
And his in the Bible.
Yeah.
The first one is creation itself.
That is a huge miracle.
You know, he created everything out of nothing.
Out of nothing.
Ex nihilo, out of nothing.
Created man out of the dirt.
Out of the dust.
Yeah. Really cool.
And so when you think of him speaking things into existence.
Yeah.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
The chicken. Well,
the chicken.
Yeah.
It was already flying.
All right. Well.
Of course, chickens don't fly. But the bird was flying.
Flap around a little bit.
They can flap a little bit.
They can flap around a little bit.
when you look at creation, and this was before the fall.
Right.
Things were glorious and he spoke it in.
True.
Yeah. The parting of the Red Sea is another miracle.
That was a huge miracle.
Exodus 14.
Well, yeah. And because it was such a huge miracle because it was parted, but also they walked on dry land.
Yes. Their shoes didn't get wet.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't muddy. So pretty cool.
Their shoes didn't get muddy.
Nope.
And matter of fact, after that, their shoes never wore out.
For 4 years.
For 40 years.
40 years, yep.
Man, they made shoes better back then.
Yeah, everything was made better, probably.
it was made by God, that's
right. Right.
So miraculously, he parts the Red Sea.
Right.
And the slaves, the Hebrew slaves escape. Mm-hmm. And the Pharaoh's army, the Egyptian army comes and... as they get to the other side,
right?
He allows the water, the walls on each side of the Red Sea, to mm-hmm. close in on the Egyptian army and destroy them.
Right.
And there is archaeological evidence. They found some wheels.
Yes.
Pharaoh's army. They found other things. And there's evidence of that. Not that we need it. But I think some of the other evidence of this miracle is the historical context that almost every civilization knows the specific details of the story.
That is true.
That only affirms it was true.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The virgin birth is another one.
These
are some great miracles.
Very good miracle. Yes.
You know, Mary conceiving Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
In fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And she would, you know, it's really not the virgin. A virgin birth nowadays, a virgin can get pregnant.
Yeah, with artificial insemination. Yeah.
But I would argue the miraculous conception.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, if Jesus would have had a biological father, then he would have inherited sin.
Right.
But he didn't.
He did not.
Yeah. Some other miracles, healing the sick.
Yes.
Curing lepers.
Mm-hmm. The lame. Yeah.
Restoring the blind.
Right.
Those are powerful.
Very powerful.
Calming the storm.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Remember the loaves and fishes?
Yeah. He multiplied them and fed upwards of 15,000 people with how many fish?
Two fish, five loaves.
Five loaves. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's no way that would have fed that many people, but it did because he multiplied it.
Turned the water into wine.
That was the first miracle. Yeah. Well, that he did on earth. Yeah.
And this miracle was used to affirm his deity.
Yes.
That he's the creator.
Right.
And I also think it was a wedding kind of symbolic of the fact that at the end, he will come back with the wedding feast with his church, the bride of the church.
Yes, and it'll be amazing.
So I think this was a powerful one. They asked Jesus, why did you, I mean, they said, you made the best last.
Right. You saved the best wine for last because usually they would serve the good wine first. And as, I mean, these feasts would last forever. And as the night wore on, they would give the cheaper wine. But he turned the water into wine and it was the best they'd ever had.
Of course, the resurrection of Jesus.
Yep.
You know, I've heard it said that the resurrection is God's amen to Jesus's it is finished.
I love that.
Because what Jesus did on the cross would have been totally irrelevant if he didn't rise from the dead.
That is so true.
And so Jesus on the cross, he died for taking the punishment of our sin.
Right.
He went in to the paradise, Abraham's bosom.
Yeah.
He proclaimed victory.
Right.
To the demons enchained in Sheol.
Yes.
And then he set the captives free, the Old Testament, from paradise, where they would enter heaven directly.
Directly.
And then he rose physically, bodily from the dead to show himself for who he is, that he was victorious over death. And that's Easter.
Absolutely.
And that's our hope.
So is that the greatest miracle?
It's not.
Wow. I was thinking that was going to be where you were going because of Easter.
I was kind of building up on it.
I was thinking it was.
Turn to John chapter 3.
Okay. John chapter 3.
Yeah, I think this one is.
Okay.
The greatest miracle. And all your people are going to be like, you know, we live in a society today. You can turn on the health, wealth gospel. You can see Benny Hinn knocking people down. You can see all Kenneth Copeland, cursing and stopping COVID, although it didn't stop.
Right.
And you see all this stuff about all the curing diseases and healing, which are really
huge,
totally fallacious, false teachers that are charlatans.
They are charlatans. You know, I mean, it's made up and it's ridiculous. Yeah.
But this is the greatest miracle. And, you know, God still does miracles.
Oh, yes, he does.
God still does miracles. But, go ahead and start off. This was about the story about Nicodemus. And go ahead and read that if you would.
All right. How much you want me to read?
Just to how Nicodemus came by night.
Okay. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus. He was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do you not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept your testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. Here's my favorite. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
Yes.
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed the name of God's one and only Son.
Now this, what Jesus described here about to Nicodemus,
okay,
is the greatest miracle. You know, these people that were healed, these
right.
people that were raised from the dead, yeah. Lazarus had to die again. Okay. The leper would die of something.
True.
The blind man would still start losing his sight towards the end of his life.
Possibly.
So a lot of these miracles were great. But this one here, I believe, is the greatest because he supernaturally makes us born again. Just like we had no control over our physical birth.
No.
We really have no control over spiritual birth.
True.
And supernaturally, like the wind, the Holy Spirit enters you and saves you, regenerates you.
Right.
So that you can see to believe on Jesus.
Absolutely.
Repent and believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the supernatural gift. It's supernatural.
Right. We cannot do this on our own, and left to our own devices, we never would even have thought of this. So I can see, because without this, there really are no other miracles, because this gives us eternal life. This gives us heaven. This gives us the ability to come to the Father.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, even the resurrection and the cross,
right,
as powerful as those are, and we need, and that is essential.
Right.
But without regeneration through the Holy Spirit,
yeah,
we are dead. We are separated by our sin.
Those would have just been happenings.
And this is the greatest miracle, I would argue.
Salvation.
Yeah, it's amazing grace.
Miracle.
Scandalous grace.
And those of you that are listening today, we want you to have the greatest miracle in your life. If you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, today's the day.
Today is the day of salvation.
Absolutely. It's not hard. People try to make it harder than it is, but it's just you confessing your sin and accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior and living for him.
Yeah. And because of this is a perfect example. This is why I can say God can take your mess, turn to a message for his glory, for your good.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Goodbye.